time is running out. That's the message the Lord is giving me tonight. You know, I want us to think seriously about time. Time is what the Lord has given us. He's given us time to do what He'd have us to do. And yet, I want us to think, are we using His time wisely?
Help me, Lord.
Sometimes there's a lot of wasted time.
Yeah.
Doing frivolous things and meditating on things that are of no value. But we need to value time. That's all we have. And we don't know how much of it we have left. I was thinking about how that sometimes we can plan to do something. I can say, I have in mind to go to the store and get such and such. And I get caught up in this thing and that thing and the other. And I kind of wait till the last minute. I'm rushing to get to the store. Guess what? And get there and what's happening? The door is closed. You know, waited too late. Put things off too long. And we can do that in things of God. And plenty of people today are doing it. Our heart is grieved when we think of people that we love and we want to see them saved and how they're putting off salvation. I've told this, I don't know if you all remember it or not, but I had a friend that I had in Dallas before we had a church, and I would rent these buildings and we'd have service, and I would invite her and she would come. She would come to service. And you know, when I talked to her about the Lord, Lindia, I asked her about getting saved. She says, "Doris, I'm going to get saved." She told me that. Well, and time went on, and I moved from the area. And when I moved, I got busy, and somehow I misplaced her telephone number. And so one day I said, you know, I'm gonna check on Lindia. Couldn't find her numbers, but I remember where she lived. So I went to her house, and she wasn't home, and I left a little note on the door. "This is Doris," and gave her my number. Well, I got a call from her husband, and he said, "Doris, Lindia passed." And he said, "She took one of those headaches." She would have these migraine headaches. And I have taken her, I believe, to the emergency room or something. But I remember often she would have to go because she, and they never found out exactly what it was. He said she took one of those headaches and she died. After she died, they found out that she had like a tumor. And she had a little baby was still drinking out of a bottle. But the sad thing about it is I have no consolation as to whether she got saved or not. She said she was. She was planning to. I believe she meant it. I don't believe she was just telling me something to get, you know how some people tell you something just to get you to leave them alone. But I don't think so. I think she had great intentions of getting saved. And I hope that she did. When she got that headache, that she did something about it. But I have no assurance. But the thing is, it's easy to put off the things of God. And so we want to read some scriptures tonight to stir up our minds, to take advantage of the time that God has given us. Romans 13, verses 11 and 12. Sometime I might know that I'm going to have company. And I think, you know what? I'm gonna get everything ready. And I get so busy, there may be other things that I do, and then look up, my company is here, and I haven't done all the things that I wanted to do. This happens so much with us as people, and we need to not allow ourselves to put off anything of God. We need to be about our Father's business. Anyone get that? Romans 13, verse 11 and 12. Verses.
And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Yes.
The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
It's high time. It is high time. Time is running out. When we look at what's happening in our world today, we need to realize that time is running out. Eternity is looming in sight, and we want to do all we can. Yeah. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let's therefore cast off the work of, if we're not saved, let's cast off the works of darkness, and let's put on the armor of light. It's time to seek the Lord. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, nor in clamoring and wantonness, not in strife and envy. We don't have time for this kind of stuff. You know, the devil will bring all kinds of things in our mind, but we can tell the devil, we don't have time. I don't have time to worry about what somebody else is doing or not doing. My concern is that I serve the Lord. I do what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, Peter, you remember that time Jesus told him to feed his sheep? And he said, what is this man going to do? And Jesus told him, what is that to you? You see after, in other words, see after what I tell you to do.
Yes.
Other person may get by, may look like they're getting by. But it's not for us to worry about what other people are doing. Let's each one of us take into consideration, what am I doing? Am I doing the things that the Lord has me to do? We don't have time. You know, I think sometimes that I don't have time to relax too long. Yes, I can relax, but I don't have time to waste. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I don't know how much time God has for me. But the time he has, I want to be about my Father's business. And I want to do all I can in his service. Not only so, but as I help others, I have to take care of me too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the Lord give me a message for someone else, and I do that. But then there's times I have to get some feeding for myself.
Yes.
At night, before I go to bed, most every night, I'll put on a message and lay there and listen to it. May not hear it all because I may fall asleep, but I'm getting some feeding for me too.
Yes.
As well.
Yes,
so we need to do all we can for the Lord and take advantage of the time that he has. We don't have time to be idle. There's a song that says, I cannot be idle, for Jesus says, go and work in my harvest today. I cannot be idle. He tells me to go, I want to go and do the things he tells me to do for others and for myself as well. Sometimes we may have plans. I know that I have children that's in Miami. My stepchildren and all. And they have plans they want to do. I was talking to Johnny recently. There's some things he wants to do. He wants to come and visit with me. He wants to go to church with me. But you know, when is he going to do it? I remember when Becky passed. That's been 3 years ago, going on four. Those children came up to Dallas And they said, we're not going, in other words, this is not going to be the last time. We're going to start coming. Well, how many years is gone? They haven't come.
My Lord.
And sometimes you say, I'm going to visit my mom, or I'm going to visit my grandmother, or I'm going to visit my aunt, or someone dear to me, a friend. And you know what? Get busy with the things of life and put it off. And sometimes that person will go before we can get that done. And then we have a very bad feeling. I wish I had taken time for them. I didn't. I planned to, but I didn't. You know, we have today. That's all we have promised to us. Today. When the Lord wakes us up in the morning and we just see the sunlight of that day is given to us. The next day is not. It's not promised. But take advantage of that day and do all we can for God in that day. I was talking to one young person that's not saved, wanted me to have a Bible study with them. And I know some things that maybe they're not doing just right. But I thought, you know what? This may be the only time I can get the gospel to them. So I'm going to give them all of it, all that I can at that time, because I never know if I'll have another chance to do it. We're in the store, like Sister Emily, she likes to talk to people in the store and pass out tracts. We may never see some of those people again.
Yes.
And if the Lord speaks to our heart to say a word for him, we need to say it then. Not think, well, if I see him again, I will. You may never. And the thing she says, I was thinking about her talking about, she'll tell people, the Lord loves you. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that. You never know. Some of those people may feel very hopeless and feel like there's no hope in life. And she walked by and says, the Lord loves her. Maybe a save a life. She never knows. No. How far those things go. But she took advantage of the time that God gave us.
Yes.
We need to do that. We don't need to waste time. You know the saying, procrastination is the thief of time. When you're not saved, procrastination is very dangerous. You have no promise of your life. When you need more help in the Lord, procrastination is dangerous. Let's get what we need from the Lord when he deals with our hearts. Let's read on. Hosea 10 and 12.
Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you.
Sow to yourselves in righteousness. What did you say? Reap in
mercy.
It is time to seek the Lord. If the Lord deals with our hearts, do not put it off. It's time. When the Lord deals with us, that's our time. That's the time to do it. Sometimes you say, well, the Lord's dealing with me about such and such. I wonder when to do it. Do it when he deals with your heart. When I was young and I sought the Lord, what he would have for me, what is my work? And he told me to be a missionary. I started trying to think, I thought that he wanted me to go to Africa. So that was my first thought. And I talked to my mother and she said, no, Doris. This is the way she would say it. And so then Sister Mildred asked me to come and work in the home in Pacoima. And she said, because they go over into Mexico. So you'll get a chance to go into Mexico and do missionary work. She had heard about it, my leading. And my mother said, no, Doris. So then, and she was my confidant. My mother was a spiritual woman. So I had confidence in her. And I listened. So my sister, my oldest sister, lived in Dallas. She said, Doris, why don't you come to Dallas? Mother said, I told her about it. She said, Doris, I believe Dallas is your missionary field. I couldn't figure that one out. I said, Lord, I went to the Lord. I said, Mother, now I'm talking to God like you would talk to Brother Baxter, Sarah. And I say, Mother says, Dallas is my missionary field. I don't have any burden for Dallas. This is exactly what I said to the Lord. So I couldn't figure it out. And the Lord said, submit. So I submitted. I said, okay, I'm going to go to Dallas. Do you know what happened? Soon as I submitted, I got a definite burden for Dallas.
Thank the Lord.
And when I got that burden for Dallas, I didn't fool around and say, well, maybe I'll go next month. Or maybe I'll go next year. I'll stay here and pray about it. No, I couldn't get there fast enough. I packed up my stuff. I had paid for an apartment for a month. I had a moving company lined up. I was teaching. I was on my own. And so I had furniture and all this. And I could not get there fast enough. That's what I'm saying. When the Lord tells you, then move. Don't slow around. What did Abraham do? Now I'm going to tell you something. The Lord told Abraham to take his son, his only son, and offer him a sacrifice. Abraham could have said, you know what? I'm going to stay and pray about this some more. He didn't do that. He rose up early that morning, the next morning, and took his son. I'm sure he didn't go around telling Sarah or anybody else. It was because had he done that, they would have discouraged him. But he did what God told him to do. Take advantage of the time we have. We are wasting too much time. We're spending too much time on ourselves, our things, and what we want to do in this life. We need to take our time for the Lord. Let's go on. Read 1 Corinthians 7, 29 to 31.
1 Corinthians 7, 29.
Yeah.
To the 29th?
Yes.
But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none. And they that weep as though they wept not. And they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not. And they that buy as though they possessed not. And they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away.
So you see, the time is short. That's the message. Time is running out. Now, even though if you're married, you're going to be caught up in the Lord as though you're not married. That don't mean you forsake your wife, but that means you're putting God's priorities first.
Yes.
Sister Maxine said she was so in love with her husband till she would give up the Lord for him time and again. But this last time that she got saved, she said, Lord, I can't do this. He wasn't saved, and she was saved. And she said, I need something. And the Lord told her, it's okay to love him. Love him. But just love me first.
Yes.
Put me first. Love me more. I don't remember it's first or more. So even though we have these things, we're going to be as though we don't have because time is running out.
Yes.
Let's read now Psalms 31:15.
My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me.
My time is in thy hand. Let's recognize that our time is in God's hand. And when we do that, we will value our time. We need to value our time, the time that God has given us. You know, I was thinking how that Jesus was realized the value of time. He said, I must be about my Father's business.
Yes.
He was only 12 years old.
Yes.
And his parents had they gone to Jerusalem and they were going back home, couldn't find him and everything. Then they found him in the temple talking to the yes. And he was being about his Father's business. What about us? We need to be about our Father's business. You know, time is important. And the things that we do with our time needs to have eternal value. We don't need to neglect or be procrastinate on the things of God. You feel like the Lord wants you to do something? Let's get about our Father's business and do it.
Help me, Lord.
Let's don't waste our time in frivolous things like we were talking about last night. Isaiah 55:6, someone read that. I'm thankful that God loves us and he gives us time to do things that we need to do. He's patient with us. But yet we need to recognize that this is God. What he deals with us with is going to help. It's going to be for our eternity. And let's don't drag our feet in doing something for the Lord.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
When the Lord speaks to you, when there is time, we have time to seek the Lord. Do it now. If you put it off, he may be gone. We don't want to be like the person that put off the last minute and run to the store and the door is locked. We don't want to do that. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. When he deals with our hearts is our time. And we must take advantage of that time. We don't know how much time we have. You know, I'm old. And people might feel like I don't have much time. Which to me, I don't see that I do have much time. But do you know, some young people don't have much time
either.
That's right. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Your life is just like a hand's breadth. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Those cemeteries are full of people of all ages. Babies, young people, old people. Let's be ready for the Lord. Let's do what we can while we have opportunity. Let's go to Hebrews 3:15.
3:15 though. Mm-hmm. Of Isaiah?
Hebrews.
3:15? Yes. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation.
When the Lord deals with you, he might tell you, you need some help along this line. You need patience. Don't be afraid of the altar. Go to the altar. Get some help. While he is in the day, you hear his voice, heart, not your heart. Maybe you didn't speak so nice to someone. Do something about it. Don't put it off. You know what happens when you put it off? Sometimes you get to where it doesn't bother you.
That's right.
The Lord dealt with you, but then it doesn't bother you. You just, kind of let it go. But do you know that thing is going to stand in the judgment? We can put it off, and we can just hush the spirit of the Lord's voice or not pay attention to it or say, I'll do it later. But you don't want these things swinging before you when you get ready to face God. So we want to take care of the matters that the Lord tells us when he talks to us. Our heart becomes harder when we don't do it, when we put it off. So we don't want to harden our heart. Ephesians 5, read verses 15, 16.
15-16.
Yes.
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
You see what it is? Redeeming that time. We need to make up for some lost time. Sometimes maybe we have wasted. Let's do double time. Spend extra time for the Lord, redeeming the time for the days of evil. All of us are looking, many of us realize the world we're living in now points to God is coming soon. It's pointing. The things that Jesus told us was going to happen before he comes back, those things are happening. And we need to redeem the time. The days are evil. Let's be very, very conscious of the time that God has given us. Let's go to 2 Corinthians now, 6 and 2.
Well, he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Now is the accepted time. We're not promised for tomorrow. But now, if we need salvation, now is the accepted time. If we need to grow, get closer to the Lord, now is the time. Let's don't put it off. The Lord shows you I need to be closer to him. Let's go to the altar. I encourage going to the altar because today it seems like people are afraid of going to the altar. But the Lord wants us to use that altar and to pray. And it's one scripture said, pray one for another that you may be healed. I want us to look at Matthew 25 and 1 because I want us to see what happens when you put off. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were wise took their lamps and took no oil. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. When the bridegroom tarried, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Now I want us to look at this. Think about the foolish ones that the door was shut on. It seems that they knew where to go. You don't see in the scripture where it say, where should I go to get it? They knew. They also knew what they needed. Oil. They asked for oil because their lamps went out, but they needed oil. They knew they needed it. But they put it off. They procrastinate. They didn't get what they needed at the time that they needed to get it. And then when the bridegroom came, they are asking for oil, but then they didn't get it. And then they ran to get the oil. When they came back, no doubt their lights was shining again. No doubt they had the oil they need. And they asked the Lord to open, but it was too late. That's what can happen to us.
Yeah.
We can kill so much time planning. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do the other for the Lord. And wait too late. And it's too late then for us to do anything about it. So we want to encourage us to do all we can for the Lord with the time that we have it. I want us to look at a few more scriptures. They help us to see what our time is. Let's go to Psalms 39, verses 4 and 5. We don't have much time.
Help us, Lord.
And we need to take advantage of the time we have. We don't, our lives is not promised to us. We need to do, if we're going to do for God, let's do it now.
Psalms 39:4 says, Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity.
Yes. So you see, we need the Lord to help us to see our time, how short it is. It says it's as a handbreadth. One scripture says we spend our days as a tale that is told. Let's go to Psalms 89:47. But we want to realize, you know what a handbreadth is? I think it's like going across your hand. That's how quick it is. You know, time might seem like it's taking a long time, but then when you look back, you say, wow, time went so fast. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're little, it seems like it takes forever to get grown. But once you get grown, that time goes so fast, you wonder, where'd it go?
Yes.
Just be very wise with our time. Psalms 89:47.
Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all been in vain?
How short my time is.
Yes.
Let's realize how short our time is. And Psalms 90:10.
The days of our years are 80 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away.
Yes. So our time is, you know, we're given 70. If by reason of strength they 80, which is 80. But then it's still gone, and it goes fast. It may not, it doesn't take long. So we want to do all we can in this service while we have time. Let's read Psalms 103.
Can we do 12?
Yes.
So teach us to number our days.
Yes.
That we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Amen. That's what we need to do. Realize we only have a little time, and let's use it wisely.
Yes.
Psalms 103:15-16.
15 and 16.
Yes.
As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more.
Thank the Lord. So let us be wise. Let us not waste time. Let's be about our Father's business. Now is the accepted time. Pray for me.